Good morning. I didn't hear any response to that. Good morning. All right, that's better. Now, I want to tell you something. This is something you can say every morning. Every morning when you can wake up and say, God loves me. Jesus loves me, like we heard last night. That's a good morning. There is somebody here that doesn't know that Jesus loves them, that God loves them. You need to learn that, because that is what makes it a good morning. There's going to be a morning on this earth when people are going to wake up in the fear and terror of God. It won't be a good morning. But this is a good morning. This is the Lord's Day, and according to my watch, which doesn't agree with that clock, it's time to start Sunday school. That clock is slow. I'm glad you weren't this morning. There's still seats up here, room for more boys and girls up front. There are some advantages to getting in the front. I won't tell you what they are yet. Does anyone have a choice? Anyone have a song they want to sing? Yes. Number four. Now, we want to concentrate on songs on the back sheet. You'll notice on the back sheet it says children's hymns and choruses, but that doesn't mean we have to stay there. So number four is a good one. We'll sing two verses of number four.
Christ is the Savior of sinners. Christ is the Savior for me. Long I was chained in sin's darkness. Now by His grace I am free. Savior of sinners, Savior of sinners like me, shed His blood for my ransom. This is the Savior for me.
Verse 4.
Love with a love that's unchanging.
Good start. How about another one? No, I don't. Okay, yes. What number? 47. Okay, number 47. Now, you know, when I was a little boy and I sang this song, I didn't understand this song. When he cometh to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars in the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in his beauty, bright gems for his crown. I thought they were nice words, but I didn't realize, when I was your age, I didn't realize that that was taken from a passage in the Bible. And I want to read that passage in Malachi. I think it helps to know
what we're singing about. In Malachi chapter 4, or maybe it's Malachi chapter 3, let's see here. Yes, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. So there's coming a time when the Lord Jesus is going to gather his jewels. Wonderful to be part of his collection. Number 47.
When he
you think about it, we'll get somebody else. All right. Number 15. Okay, well, that's interesting. We'll see what that is. Okay, number 15. Oh, blessed gospel.
I've ever sung number 13 in a Sunday school, but it's a nice, it's a wonderful song. Number 13. Man of sorrow. Thank you.
have a short Sunday school this morning, so that's all the singing for now. Maybe we'll do a little singing later. I hope so. But I have something I prepared. I went into Mount Carmel yesterday morning. I didn't want to go into Mount Carmel, but I had a flat tire I had to get fixed. And while I was in there, I picked up something that I thought would be appropriate. But first of all, I want to know if anyone here knows what memory verse was expected of some of you to memorize for this Lord's Day. Who knows what the memory verse in the Sunday school paper was? Does anybody know what it was? You know, I used to look forward to conferences because I thought maybe I'd get out of memorizing the memory verse. I have bad eyesight, so if I miss a hand, someone else let me know. Does anyone know what the memory verse is for this Sunday? Because I made a point, when they asked me to talk to you boys and girls yesterday, I made a point of asking because I didn't know. Where is this? Oh, yes, what is it?
We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags.
Very good. Where is it found, you know?
Isaiah 64:6.
Very good. What's your name?
Michael.
Michael, that's very good. Let's look it up in our Bibles. Isaiah 64:6 says, that's what I want to talk about this morning for a few minutes. Isaiah 64, verse 6. A very important verse that tells us something that we might not know if God hadn't told us. Matter of fact, we wouldn't know if God hadn't told us. Because, you know, it's interesting. I talk to boys and girls almost every week. And sometimes I talk to them, and these are boys and girls that have been in trouble with the law. And I talk to them and ask them how they expect to get to heaven. And some of them say, well, I'm going to, you know, after I get out of the detention center here, I'm going to be good, and I'm going to straighten up. And they start talking about the good things they're going to do, and they don't realize what God has said about all the good things that we do. And it says here in Isaiah 64, verse 6, we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And you know, it's hard for us to understand sometimes. And I'm hoping we can understand a little bit better this morning. This verse says, we are all as an unclean thing. Who here likes to be told you're dirty? Now, I remember my mother used to tell me that I was dirty on occasion. And there's two reasons I didn't like that. One is because I didn't like to be told I was dirty. The second reason is because that meant I had to use soap and water. And I didn't like to wash. I don't know why. I always feel better afterwards. But that's the way boys are, and I suspect some girls too. Now, I have something here to pass out to four volunteers. Someone would like to get something. Well, you're right on the front row. I told you it was an advantage being on the front row. There's one for you. Don't open it yet. Just take the bag. Yeah. And another on the front row. Okay. We'll check the front row people first. Okay. Pays to sit up front. It's always a good idea to sit up front. Anyone else? Where is that? Oh, yeah, pardon me. Sorry. I told you I have bad eyesight. Just take the bag. Now, I want you, when I say go, I want you each to open the bags and take out what's inside and hold it above your head so everybody else can see it. Go ahead. Oh, hi. No. Open the bags. Oh. Isn't that nice? How many here wish I'd given them something different? I got good news for you. I'm going to give you something different. But you notice, hold them up again. I want to look at these rags a minute. What kind of rags are they? They're filthy rags, just what we talked about in our verse. Just what you were hoping to get, right? What are you going to do with these rags? Would maybe wash your face with them? No? Maybe you save them for Mother's Day and give them to your mother? No. What are they good for? What are they good for? What are filthy rags good for? What are they good for? What are they good for?
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely. You know something? You can give them back to me if you want to, and I'll give you something instead. Something better. I've got these little books here. Okay. One for you. Yeah, I think you're probably relieved to get rid of them, because the longer you handle... Matter of fact, these rags are so dirty. A fella down at the... where I got my tire fixed, gave me these rags in a plastic bag, and when I took them out of the plastic bag, I threw the plastic bag away because it was so dirty from holding these rags. Filthy rags. But you know something? I want to show you something about these rags. And I didn't illustrate this real well. You notice those rags weren't all the same. Do you think you'd rather have had his rag? Do you think it was much better? Maybe you want to... Someone else want these rags? You know, these rags weren't all the same. One was a dirty red. Another was dirty white. Or dirty gray. It's hard to tell what it was. But you know what that made me think of? When we have a verse like this, it says, We are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. Sometimes we think our rags are better than somebody else's. We say, oh yeah, I realize we're all an unclean thing, but I'm not as bad as that person. Oh, I didn't give away all the book, these books, did I? Which you want, a Proverbs or a John? Proverbs, okay. These two boys get Gospels of John, all right. Thank you for your help. We are all as an unclean thing. Nobody wants these rags. I mean, if anybody does, you can let me know, but I don't expect it. I'm going to throw them away. I don't want to even want to carry them home. But you know, the wonderful thing is, God has a remedy. We're just like those rags. Nobody wants them. And God doesn't want our sins. It says, we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. It doesn't say sins. It says righteousnesses. Now, how can that be? Well, the problem is that we're sinners, and the best we can do is sinful. It's not good enough, and God can't have it. You know, we sang that song that says, like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they, the children, shall shine in his beauty, bright gems for his crown. How do you suppose that can be? Can you think of something like this, which is what we look like in our sins, ever shining for the Lord Jesus? Who can tell me what makes the difference? Who can tell me what makes the difference? How is it the boys and girls who have righteousnesses like filthy rags, how is it they can shine for Jesus? Tell me. Well, we're getting there, but yes. Well, what has to happen first? What has to happen first? Yes. Get saved. It's that simple. You know, I don't ever expect you could do anything to these rags to make them look really nice again. Now, I've got, thanks to my wife and our washing machine at home, I have a nice clean handkerchief. Nice contrast to these filthy rags. There are some things we wash and they come out nice. Those things would never come out nice. But the Lord can take the worst things and make them beautiful. And so it says in this song we sang, they shall shine in His beauty. You know, yesterday afternoon there was a brother talking about the righteousness of God. And that's the righteousness we need. It's His beauty, not our righteousnesses. Our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Now, if we wouldn't give these things to our mother, would we give filthy rags to God? I certainly hope not. But there are some people who want to. There are some people who think that what they do ought to satisfy God. And what God is telling us is that it won't. Now, I want to tell you a story. The Lord took to Himself my son Joseph. I had a little boy named Joseph. And when he was 6 years old, 14 years ago today, he went to be with the Lord Jesus. You know, sometimes when we're little children, we don't think about dying. And Joey was a very ordinary boy. He was a scamp. He had his times when he was nice and cute, and he had his times when he was naughty. But there came a time in his life when Joey recognized that he needed the Lord Jesus Christ. And we remember when he got saved, and it made a change in his life, because now the Lord Jesus was living in Joey's heart. Now, I carry with me in my Bible case somewhere here. Yes. A photocopy of the program from Joey's funeral. I'd like to read it to you. Some of you can, on the front row, can see it here. I carry it with me because I talk to children, to young people, sometimes, and sometimes I use this to impress upon them how short and how serious life is, and that we need to be prepared for what comes after this life. It says on the top here, in loving memory of and thanksgiving for Joseph Andrew Kaiser, lent to us August 22nd, 1984, taken home April 3rd, 1991. So that's 14 years ago today. Service, April 6th, 1991, 59 Industrial Road, Addison, Illinois. Interment, Arlington Cemetery, Elmhurst, Illinois. But what does it say here right at the bottom? Eternity with Christ. You know, we put Joey's body in a casket. That casket went to a graveyard. We put it in a grave. And that casket and that body are there. I could show you where they are. But Joey isn't there. Joey's with the Lord Jesus. Now, I got a question for you. How many here are 6 years old? Anybody here 6 years old? Yeah. If you were to die when you were 6 years old, or 5 years old, or seven, or eight, where would you go? Would you be with the Lord Jesus? It's something serious to think about. Now, our time is almost up, and I want to sing a song that we sang at Joey's funeral. This was one of Joey's favorite songs, and it was hard to sing it at the funeral. And it's been hard to sing it sometimes since. But let's look at number 41 here. Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Children whose sins are all forgiven will heavenly anthems bring, singing glory. Glory, glory be to God on high. In shining robes of spotless white, each one will be arrayed, dwelling in everlasting light and joys that never fade. What brings them to that world above, that heaven so bright and fair, where all is peace and joy and love? How came those children there? Because the Savior shed His blood to purge away their sin. Now washed in that most precious flood, behold them white and clean. Now let's sing number 41 together. Around the